Did you know that there's an irrigation conference happening in 2 weeks in Colby? It's the Central Plains Irrigation Conference being presented by K-State Research and Extension. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. The Central Plains Irrigation Conference is being held this year in Colby on February 20th and 21st. This conference is a great opportunity for farmers and ag professionals to hear irrigation researchers discuss their findings from Kansas, Colorado, and Nebraska. Now, according to the schedule, several sessions are offered both days. The focus for Tuesday is subsurface drip irrigation, and on Wednesday is center pivot irrigation. There's a couple of sessions that I'm most excited to hear, and I'm going to give you those topics right now. The irrigated crop production and profitability under Lima allocations, that will be delivered by Dan O'Brien, our K-State Ag Economist based out of the Colby Experiment Station. The second session is the impact of residue management on irrigated production. That is being presented by Joel Sneecloth from Colorado State. And Alan Schlegel, our agronomist down in Tribune, will be discussing irrigation of corn with reduced well capacities. Now, there's a couple other sessions that I'm excited to hear about, and that's over the lunch hour both days. There will be a keynote speaker. On Tuesday, the session is called Thirsty Land. This is a video by Conrad Weaver. And then on Wednesday, the session is being presented by Jordan Bell. And Jordan is with Texas A&M, and she is one of their extension irrigation engineers. And she's going to be discussing the potential of the new green revolution. So the cost for attending the Central Plains Irrigation Conference is $115 for both days, or $95 for attending one day. The registration and complete schedule for you to peruse through are posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Also want to remind you, and I don't want you to forget, that we have the K-State Weed Schools next week on February 13th. The Weed School is being held in Sharon Springs in the morning from 9 to noon Mountain Time, and that evening in Atwood from 5:30 to 8 Central Time. Now, the focus of these schools are on season-long weed management for kochia and Palmer amaranth, plus any other weeds that you might have questions on. In addition, dicamba training will be offered. Now, this is required training for spraying the dicamba products, Extendamax, Fexapan, and Ingenia herbicides on dicamba-tolerant soybeans. You can also register online for this school at the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can find information about all of these meetings, plus some other upcoming meetings, on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions on these schools, please give me a phone call at the Experiment Station in Colby or your local county extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs.